Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Meredith Swerb, and she is the director of the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Meredith.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Good. Meredith, when you say that, happy to be here on KJAN and hopefully happy to be in Atlantic at the public library. What are you really enjoying about your new location and new job?
I think the best thing so far that I've really enjoyed is just getting to know the patrons and the people of the community. Everyone has been so welcoming and so friendly and so kind. It's made the adjustment much, much easier. So
that's wonderful. And I think the people who come here obviously love the library, and we are so fortunate to have great libraries in our area, Atlantic being one of them. So let's go back in time a little bit, Meredith. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Spencer, Iowa, which is just about 3 hours north of here. Lived there pretty much my whole life. So,
and I'm sorry because everybody probably says this who's read the book, but the first thing I always think of is the library cat the internationally wide read book.
Yes, a lot of people think of that first off when they hear from Spencer. So yes, that was Dewey. Read More Books was his full name. I knew him. I like to think that he was a good friend of mine. So that was really cool have that be my hometown library, the one with the cat. So
really, because I'm not sure if there has been another library cat like that. If there was, there certainly wasn't a book read. People from Japan came to film him.
Yeah. Yeah, they came to do some sort of a documentary feature on him. So yeah, people came from all over the world to meet Dewey.
So you're famous for that reason, and it's so special that you got to meet him. And yes, okay. So when did you start really loving books?
Honestly, I can't remember a time when I didn't love books. I grew up, my parents were always reading themselves. They read to me and my brother all the time, constantly making trips to the library. Have tons of children's books at home. I'm sure my mom would like to get rid of them, but they're still there, you know? So it's always books and reading has always been a part of my life. And I remember first learning to read in first grade and what kind of an eye-opening experience that was. And it just, you know, opened new worlds and new doors, and I've never stopped since. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. And when did you think, maybe I want to do this as a profession to really take care of that love of books?
You know, it took me a really long time to come to that decision. I don't know really what took so long. I worked in banking for about 10 years, enjoyed that a lot, had worked for a good bank with good people, but just kind of after a while decided that that wasn't really where I wanted to spend my entire career. So I was just kind of thinking about, you know, hey, what would I like to do? Where would I like to work? And libraries was the first thing that popped kind of into my head, because everywhere I've lived, you know, I've always gotten a library card. It's someplace I enjoy spending a lot of time with or time at. And so, you know, why not maybe work there as well? So,
and so then did you get more schooling related to that? Kind of what does it require to have the kind of job you have?
Yeah, I was living in Iowa City at the time. And so the University of Iowa is there, and they have a library and information science master's program. You can work in libraries without having a master's, but there's a lot more opportunity for those if you do have a master's. So since it was kind of right there in my backyard, I was like, well, hey, let's try that. So it was a 2-year program. And then, yeah, you get the master's degree after.
Mm-hmm. And have you worked in another library before coming to Atlantic?
I did, yes. After I graduated in May of 2011, I started working at the Patients Library at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. So I worked there a little bit over a year, right up until I moved here pretty much. So, yep.
Well, that certainly was a different kind of clientele that through that experience.
Mm-hmm, that was. It's definitely a unique place. It's a great place. It's like a small public library, just on a much smaller scale. And we do have a slightly unique clientele because we have patients that we're working with and providing kind of distraction and entertainment and things like that for them, but as well as for their family members, as well as for staff that work there as well. So yeah, it was a really unique, really rewarding environment to be able to help them in some small way with during their hospital stay. So.
And hopefully for many people that was a short stay, but there probably were others that could get really long books to stay for a longer time.
Yeah, unfortunately, there were definitely those that had lengthy stays. And we, you know, get to know them fairly well after that point and kind of get to know them and help them find what they need. And so, yeah, they could definitely check out the longer books or different things like that. So,
now at that library, did you have DVDs and music and those kind of choices also?
Yep. It was books. It was DVDs. Those were really popular. We had video game systems you could check out, laptops, you know, because people don't, especially if they're going to be there for a long time, want to stay connected with, you know, family and work sometimes. So that was another option for people to check out as well. Yeah.
Well, you don't check one out here, but you do. How many computers are now at the Atlantic Library?
I believe it's 17. And then, of course, we have free Wi-Fi as well. So if someone wants to bring in their laptop or any other kind of tablet device, they can sure use our internet mm-hmm. that way as well.
Mm-hmm. That certainly is changing how some people get their books and so on. And you have a great system here. I have to tell you, I'm not connected to it. But for some people, that's great to be able to get so many books mm-hmm. through their Kindle or their whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing since you were in school so recently that was one of the things that you really worked on.
Yeah, that's a big emphasis anymore in library science school is the technology and the changing technology and kind of that transition. And I don't think it'll ever be a complete transition from, you know, the paper physical book to a lot more online options, whether it's, you know, magazines or books or things like that. But that's mm-hmm. definitely, people want that, you know, and so that's something libraries are trying to adapt to and provide to them as well.
Well, it's so convenient for people who travel or just want to be able to pick up that book at any time. I still like to hold one, mm-hmm. and I know you've heard that from other mm-hmm. people. I still want to hold that book, but having that instant access anytime, day or night.
Yeah, that is what's great about it. I'm kind of like you. I like to hold the book as well, but if I were traveling or if it would be nice to have such a small device to pack away or, like you said, be able to access a range of titles right from that one device as opposed to like having to find a bookstore or something to buy one or a library to come visit to. Mm-hmm. So it's just nice to have those additional options.
You know, I'm thinking maybe you need to have a class, Meredith, to teach us about that. I mean, I know all those things are available through the Atlantic Library. Maybe we need to have a class that makes us more comfortable with that.
That is not a bad idea. And I have a feeling that at Christmas time, a lot of people will be getting, you know, new Kindles and new things like that. So that's definitely a good idea. We'll probably have to take that into consideration. And I'm always happy for ideas and suggestions for programs as well. So
in saying that, are there some things that you know that you'd like to offer, some things out there that you're saying, yeah, this is something I'd really like to do as the director of the Atlantic Public Library?
I think definitely offering more classes and things like that would be great. I'd like to see more adult programming. We have a wonderful children's programming, and that's really great. But I'd like to see a few more things, you know, for the adults or the bigger kids, so to speak. So we'll see. I've got maybe some ideas rattling around in my head, but mm-hmm. we'll see how that all works out. Mm-hmm. So
now, do you get together with other librarians, maybe face-to-face or on the internet? Or there's some way that you can kind of exchange and develop ideas?
Yeah, absolutely. The Atlantic Library is part of the Cass County Library Association, and so we meet pretty regularly. That's like a total of 6 libraries all within Cass County, and so we meet once a month, and that's a good way to exchange ideas and just kind of see what's going on elsewhere. I definitely sign up for a number of like listservs, online listservs. There's one specifically like for like an Iowa library's listserv, so that's a good way to keep kind of in touch with what's happening and to exchange ideas that way. And then, you know, coming from graduate school recently, a lot of my friends are working in the same field as I am. So just, you know, even having them to just email or correspond with through Facebook or something like that about ideas. So yeah, there's a lot of interaction that way. I think librarians are pretty willing to share into what works and what doesn't work and to help one another out.
Oh, that's good. That's pretty exciting kind of stuff. Let's talk a little bit about what are you reading? I don't know, hope you find time to read. What are some of your favorite authors or titles or, you know?
Okay. I always find time to read if at all possible. My favorite authors are probably like Jane Austen. I've always loved her stuff. My favorite books of all time are the Anne of Green Gables series of books by Ellen Montgomery. I like to read at least one of those once a year. I'm really into mysteries, like the cozy mysteries. So I can't even think of the author names, but they have, you know, lengthy series. Those are always fun and quick reads. And what I'm reading right now, just started it, so I'm not very far into it. It's Afterwards by, I think, Rosamund Lupton is her name. So it's good so far.
And what's it about?
It is about a fire at a school, and then a mother and daughter are seriously injured. And so they're in the hospital kind of like in comas, but they're out of body. And so they're kind of trying to figure out like who set the fire, because it's apparently arson. Were they being targeted? Something like that. So it's kind of a mystery thriller. I think there'll be some twists and turns to it. So I think it sounds really good.
Kind of the science fiction combined with the mystery. It seems like that's become very much more popular. Well, we want to thank you very much, Meredith Sherb, who is the director for the Atlantic Public Library. And I know if you have any questions or comments, come and see Meredith and enjoy the Atlantic Library and all the other wonderful libraries in Cass County or your area. And until next time, if you want an adventure, if you want to learn something, if you want to go somewhere, read a book.